Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're going to be coming from Ecclesiastes, and we are coming from the 7th and the 8th chapters. Amen. We want to give glory and honor to the Lord. He has been gracious. Glory to God, and I mean gracious to each and every one of us. And I praise God, amen. He continues to move on our behalf, amen, to make us whole and entire, to save us from this untoward generation so we don't have to endure, amen, the second death. But he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And I give glory and honor to the Lord this morning. Amen. He has our best in mind always. He has good for us in mind always. Amen. We're reading again from Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this time once again that we're able to come into your presence, Lord God, and thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for the love that you have for us. Thank you for the support that you've given us. Thank you for the healings that you have wrought. Thank you for the manifestation of your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that you have formed in our lives, each and every one of our lives, and for the miracles, Lord God, that are yet to be. We thank you, Lord God. We have a spirit of expectation even right now, Lord God, that you might bring forth, hallelujah, great and mighty things in our lives. Lord God, open our minds and our hearts as we read your word today. Give us wisdom, give us knowledge, and most of all, Lord, give us understanding of what is written, what your will is, Lord God, and how we ought to go forward from this day forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us revelation directly from your throne. Amen. And help us. Help us, Lord God, help us. Help us right where we are right now. Help us come through. Help us come out. Lift up our heads, Lord God. Heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Heal our souls. Help us, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord, we don't know what else to do or what else to say except help. Help, Lord God. Your word lets us know that you are a present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, and we're leaning in this morning, Lord God, that you might do just that of our lives, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, we're reading from Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by a sad countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression destroys a wise man's reason, and a bribe debases the heart. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient is in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of God. What he has made crooked. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that a man can find out nothing that will come after him. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you grasp this,
and also not remove your hand from the other. For he who fears God will escape them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers of the city. For there is not a just man on the earth who does good and does not sin. Also, do not take to heart everything people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. For many times also your own heart has known that even you have cursed others. All this I have proved by wisdom. I said I will be wise, but it was far from me. As for that which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know, to search and seek out wisdom and the reason of things, to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness, and I find more bitter than death. The woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are fetters, he who pleases God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be trapped by her. Here is what I have found, says the preacher, adding one thing to the other to find out the reason, which is my one man among a thousand I have found, but a woman among all these I have not found. Surely this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of the thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's commandments for the sake of your oath to God. Do not be hasty to go from his presence. Do not take your stand for an evil thing, for he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of a man increases greatly, for he does not know what will happen. So who can tell him when it will occur? No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, and no one has power in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it. All this I have seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time in which no man rules over another to his own hurt. Then I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place holiness, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This also is vanity, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God and who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days, which is as a shadow, because he does not fear before God. There is a vanity which occurs on the earth, and there are just men to whom it happens according to the work of the wicked. Again, there are wicked men to whom it happens according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. So I commended the enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry. For this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see this business that is done on earth, even though one sees no sleep day or night, then I saw all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. For though a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he will not be able to find it. I have read and you have heard from Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.